to the Alabama Basketball Podcast here on AL.com. I am your host, Matt Scalise, the sports producer here at AL.com. And joining me once again to talk Alabama basketball this week is our Tuscaloosa producer, Ben Flanagan, and Alabama basketball fan and Twitter celebrity, I guess we could say, Hunter Johnson. Guys, thanks for joining me.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right, well, so as we are posting this podcast, it'll be the morning of the SEC tournament. So it is sort of, I guess we can officially say that March Madness is on in the state of Alabama. How far it continues is still up in the air. And I guess before we start here, you know, Matt Dover is going to have a segment with us here in the podcast about Alabama, you know, getting into specifics about Alabama's tournament outlook right now. But I want to ask you guys where you think this team looks heading into the postseason right now. What makes you feel good? What disturbs you about this team right now? And I'll start with you, Hunter. What do you think the outlook is heading into the SEC tournament right now?
Well, the outlook was a lot better before this past Saturday. With those four straight wins, I was feeling really good about the way we were playing and how we were coming together as a team. I was just really, really excited. And then we go to Oxford and pretty much just lay an egg against Ole Miss. And I can't really say I didn't expect it because we rarely play well and rarely win in Oxford. But it was just really sad to see the way that we played. It just seemed like we didn't play with a lot of effort. It didn't seem like it was just a really, really frustrating game. So, I mean, honestly, I have absolutely no idea what the outlook for this team is right now. I could see this team, I don't see us losing to South Carolina, even if we don't play well. I don't see that happening. But, I mean, I could see us beating South Carolina and then laying down against Florida, or I could see us beating Florida on Friday and having a chance against Kentucky. Pretty much all I'm saying is I have absolutely no idea what to think about the outlook right now.
Ben Flanagan, I want to ask you about, you know, I guess specifically, I guess looking at that Ole Miss game, it's pretty clear that Alabama still has some glaring weaknesses, and I guess it's just sort of specific to the matchup that they have on any given day. When you look at this team right now, what are the things that you look at that are sort of a red flag for Alabama heading into a game? Because obviously they're capable of playing really well, but there appear to be some things, and I like I said, maybe it's defensive sets, I don't know, that are, you know, that can turn this team into that ugly-looking midseason Alabama team. What are the things that you think Alabama struggles with the most right now?
I think the biggest red flags are consistency shooting the ball from beyond the arc. Obviously, they're not a good three-point shooting team. They can be.
Shot well against Arkansas and against Mississippi
Auburn,
State.
Or Mississippi,
we did
right.
not shoot
Yeah, I mean,
well.
Auburn wasn't right. a great offensive performance, yeah.
Right, okay. So three-point shooting is an obvious red flag, but I think really the one that's killed them in a few of their losses is interior defensive presence, and I just don't think they have that. And obviously we've got 2 7-footers there on the bench who haven't been playing basketball obviously for a very long time, so their presence in the middle in terms of their defensive abilities isn't there yet. They're still sort of developing those tools, and I think that both of the guys are showing more aggressive play under the basket, but they're still getting abused in one-on-one situations. And while it's good for Alabama to have Jamichael Green back, who does sort of bring that attitude that is needed defensively under the rim, Nick Jacobs obviously is also a guy who doesn't really have that intimidation factor. He's not a shot blocker. He's a below-average one-on-one defender, in my opinion. So really, again, defensive post presence and outside shooting are the biggest red flags. And Alabama just is at a point now where it needs to play to its strengths. It needs to ball hawk. It needs to score its points in transition under the point guard leadership of a guy like Trevor Relaford in these three very talented freshman guards that I think are coming into their own as the season sort of goes down the stretch here and postseason arrives. I think that it was an odd choice on Grant's part, despite the matchup he thought he had against Ole Miss, to sit Levi Randolph, Trevor Lacey, and Rodney Cooper for such extended periods of time. And when you have a guy like Ben Evelyn, who isn't really going to provide much offensively other than handling the ball, it's just an odd choice, and I don't think they played to their strengths, and I think that Ole Miss played fairly well. You know, and obviously when you have multiple guards in there, you're not really going to give much defensively at the rim. But, I just think it's up to Alabama to play to their strengths if they want to win games.
And, guys, and a lot of other people are sort of very quickly writing off this first-round matchup with South Carolina. But look – you know, this is a team that beat Alabama, and it was a road game, and it was a time when Alabama was certainly not playing its best basketball. But we've heard Anthony Grant talk this week about the matchup problems that he thinks South Carolina poses for Alabama. For whatever reason, this team seems to be, you know, a bit of a difficult matchup for Alabama despite their record. So, I mean, Hunter, as far as you're concerned, what are the things Alabama needs to be sort of cautious about heading into this game with South Carolina?
Well, I hope this week we've worked a ton in our zone offense. And because that's what we're going to get. We're going to get a steady guy to zone just like they gave us in Columbia and just like Ole Miss did on Saturday. I really don't understand why every team doesn't just zone the hell out of us. We've got our zone offense has just been really, really frustrating just because I don't see us trying. It doesn't seem like we're trying to penetrate and get kickouts or trying to get the ball down low or ever looking in the short corner. It's been really, really frustrating, and I'd like to see us improve that. I mean, I think if we do, we become a much, much better basketball team.
And Matt, another big red flag that I forgot to mention there, and it has a lot to do with what Hunter just said. When Alabama is facing these zone defenses, it has this really horrible tendency to just wait until the shot clock gets to about 10 seconds, and then they go into panic mode and end up having to force up a shot that usually doesn't go in. So, like Hunter said, Alabama needs to work on that zone offense and try to put something together, because I think they have capable shooters, even though they've been inconsistent all year. They're just going to have to figure something out here in these last couple of games before they may or may not make the big tournament.
And to add on what you said, Ben, the problem is that it seems like we'll get decent shot opportunities early in the shot clock, but we just won't take them. And so we end up having to settle for a just terrible, terrible shot late in the shot clock. It's so frustrating.
Well, obviously, if Alabama's able to hold on and beat South Carolina on Thursday, they're likely to face – well, I guess the opportunity then comes for Alabama to play against a team like Florida, and a win there could really bump Alabama up a line or two in the projected brackets. But, you know, if that doesn't happen, if Alabama isn't able to pull off an upset in the SEC tournament – it seems like where most people have them right now seems to be that sort of 8-9 area of the tournament, which of course has the distinct pleasure of playing a one seed in the second round. So I want to ask this to you guys, and I've already talked to Matt Dover about it a little bit, but do you know if you're Alabama, do you want that 8-9? Seeding? I mean, is this obviously, I think a lot of people wouldn't expect Alabama to be a team capable of knocking off a truly elite program, but is that something that you want for this program overall, an opportunity at a one seed, an opportunity for a huge upset like that that could, you know, potentially change the direction of the program, change the level of enthusiasm? Or is it more important to you to say have an easier or not necessarily easier, but a more realistic shot at an upset, even if it means a tougher first round game? What are your feelings on that? And I'll start with you, Hunter.
I don't want that at all. I do not want to be an 8 or 9. No, I'd rather be a 10. I did not want to. I just don't want to have to play any of these one seeds, especially. I mean, obviously we can't play Kentucky, and I think that I would honestly rather play Kentucky, even though I know it's not possible, than play a team like Syracuse. Like, I think Syracuse might be the worst matchup in the tournament for us.
Okay, what about the 0-4 tournament, Hunter, when Alabama faced a number one seed in the second round? Was that not good for the program?
It was great because we won, but I mean, Ernest Shelton, Kennedy Winston, and Antoine Petway ain't walking through that door. I mean, we don't have those type of shooters. And the reason we were able to beat Stanford was because of our ability to shoot. And then we played Syracuse in that Sweet 16, and those guys shot lights out. Emmett Thomas also. And I don't really feel confident on any of our guys to be able to shoot Syracuse out of their 2-3 zone.
Well, I don't think, Hunter, that you have to. I mean, there are other blueprints for pulling off upsets in the tournament besides, you know, shooting your way out of it. And I'm not sure that Alabama necessarily is an ideal candidate for any of those other blueprints. But, you know, VCU is a perfect example. Last year they found ways to keep upsetting teams. And it wasn't always just by draining threes the whole game. They, you know, there are certainly opportunities to pull off big upsets, and you don't have to be a great shooting team to do it. It certainly helps, though.
I think
it helped VCU didn't have to play a number one seed in the second round also.
Yes, they did catch some breaks. My point mostly here is that, you know, a lot of people have pointed out there doesn't really look like there's an absolutely invincible team in college basketball this year. And, you know, I think one of the teams that I've seen Alabama ending up in their region pretty consistently in these projections is Kansas. And obviously there are, you know, Kansas is not an undefeated team. Kansas has been beaten. They have some tremendous talent, and they would certainly pose a problem for Alabama's, as Ben mentioned earlier, their sort of suspect interior defense. But, you know, Kansas is not an invincible team. I don't think that would be a team that would really intimidate Alabama necessarily going into it.
Kansas doesn't scare me that much. To me, they're the least scary of the one seeds. I just don't want to go to Omaha personally, but I mean,
this is more about your personal travel.
I've got to mix in things, you know, like ideally I'd love for us to get a 7 or a 10 and go play, in Greensboro and play Duke. That would be my hope. But, you know, I'm sure we're going to get sent out to Albuquerque or something.
And are you going to go to Albuquerque? Of course.
Most likely.
Yeah. Ben, I want to hear your thoughts just about, you know, seeding considerations, I guess. I mean, because I'm mostly asking because I kind of think this tournament, you got to look at this tournament as this is Alabama's return to March basketball. You know, and it's more, I don't think anybody really expects Alabama to come in here and win a national championship here. This is more about an opportunity to establish something for this program going forward. And, you know, I guess you have to sort of, not that Alabama has much control over it, but the question is, what's the best thing that could happen to Alabama that is still a realistic thing, you know, in this tournament? What's the best thing that you think could come out of this tournament for this program?
Making the tournament? I mean, seriously, that has to be that's obviously the goal going into any college basketball season, unless, you know, you want to win a national championship like an elite program like Duke or Kansas or North Carolina. But for Alabama, the goal has to be just to make the tournament, which they haven't been able to do in, what, 6 years now?
Yep.
Yeah, 2006 was the last.
To me, it's just a big deal that Alabama is on its way to its first berth in that long. So Alabama's going to get a competitive game in the first round no matter what. And obviously it is a little premature to be talking about what might happen in the second round, because a win over a 9 or an 8 seed is certainly no guarantee for Alabama. A win over South Carolina on Thursday or today is no guarantee. So Alabama just has to feel good about the fact that they've made it back into the tournament. And if they are in a position where they're playing a number one seed, I think it's extremely good for the program. I think the better competition this team plays, the better it is for them in the future. They need that experience going up against elite competition if they're going to grow, if these young guards and these young forwards and just these young players in general on this Alabama roster are going to grow as basketball players. So making the tournament has to be the best takeaway. And if they get anything on top of that, it's just gravy for the program.
And to look at it, like, let's say that we do win that first round game and then we go up against a one seed in round two. And somehow, like, let's say Trevor Lacy and Levi Randolph, Rodney Cooper, they all hit some shots and we upset a number one seed. Imagine what that's going to do for their confidence and for next year.
Yep.
Like, I mean, it would just be amazing.
Yeah, and that's been the biggest issue is confidence for these young guys. And it seems like they've been gaining it as the season has gone on, and their shots and the rim has been getting a little wider for somebody like Levi Randolph, who struggled shooting the ball. And unfortunately, Trevor Lacy's been dealing with this injury. But again, once you give these guys, these extremely talented guys, this opportunity and you give them more confidence, I think that we've seen greater results. And Alabama, obviously, their success hinges on the play of Jamichael Green and Trevor Relaford. But really, I think that the main X factor is the play of these freshmen, and they do need that confidence.
Can I somewhat change the topic and ask a question real quick?
Go ahead, Hunter.
What would y'all rather see happen for Alabama basketball this year? Would you rather win the SEC tournament, which would involve a win over wins over Florida, Kentucky, and then, I don't know, Vanderbilt or Tennessee or Mississippi State, so an SEC tournament title, and then losing the first round of the NCAA tournament, or let's say losing the second round, losing the quarterfinals of the SEC tournament to Florida, and then a Sweet 16 berth?
Oh, I think you'd much rather have the Sweet 16 berth. I mean, college basketball isn't really about conference play. You know, as much as they want, as much as that gets played up, I think sometimes, especially in the SEC, I just don't think conference titles mean that much when it comes to helping you recruit for the program, helping you fill the seats in subsequent seasons. I mean, I think a deep run on national TV in that tournament is everything. I mean, that is what everybody – that's what gets people excited about a college basketball team.
Yeah, and that conference championship banner looks a lot smaller next to a Sweet 16 banner.
I mean, Hunter, you and I were both in – well, maybe not you, but I was in Tuscaloosa back when Alabama made that 0-4 run that we were talking about earlier. People don't come out and dance in the streets for an SEC tournament run. You know, they do that for an NCAA tournament run.
Yeah, I get that. I guess it's just I pretty much agree with y'all, but I would love to win an SEC tournament championship just because we haven't done it in so long. I mean, we used to do it so much. I mean, we won three straight, 89, 90, and 91, but 91 was the last time we've done it, so it's been 21 years, and I would just love to just be able to do that again.
So you're saying that you would rather have the conference?
No, I'm not saying.
I don't know.
I was just posing the question.
Yeah.
I'm saying but I would take either and be very, very happy.
It's a good question. And look, and it would certainly, by the way, and I know you're talking about a hypothetical, but obviously were that to happen, it would enable Alabama it would make things a lot easier for Alabama in the NCAA tournament, because obviously their seed would sort of skyrocket at that point.
Well, I think at that point, we'd be looking at like a six seed, which is a six seed would be amazing.
I have a quick question, Matt, for Hunter. I know we're a ways away from this, and we'll talk about this when we need to. But when Alabama is in the field of 64, 68,
68
whatever it is,
yeah.
How difficult is it for you to fill out that bracket? Because I know we all fill out brackets every March. But when Alabama's in that field, how far do you usually have them going? I mean, is it difficult to pick realistically, or do you usually have them in the finals?
Oh, it's very, very, very hard. I got so hard. I think the first time that I remember in 02, I picked us to win the national championship. I think I might have even done the same thing in 03. And then in 04, I was like, okay, I'm gonna gump less hard this time. And I picked us to go to the Elite Eight, and that's what we did. So I've tried to, reconcile – my not gumping with like, well, maybe if I just, if I pick realistically, it'll actually happen. But yeah, it's super hard. Heck, I was trying to fill out an SEC tournament bracket and I was gumping so hard. I was like, had Alabama in the finals. I'm like, Hunter, what are you doing here? Stop.
Hey man,
stop.
If Ronald Steele makes that three against UCLA that year, I think Alabama makes a run.
Oh, Ben, you're just pulling on nerves, man.
I was there.
And I know Hunter was there because
San Diego.
He sat directly behind me, and I watched as he was nearly thrown out of the arena, I can say.
Yeah, I had a good time. But, yeah, I mean, we inches away from going to the Sweet 16, and if we had gone to the Sweet 16, we would have played Gonzaga, and I would have loved to have seen Jean-Felix guarding Adam Morrison. I think that would have been a really, really good matchup.
Was not to be, and although I will say, Hunter, the one of the lingering memories I have from that tournament is you trying really hard to get Bill Plaschke's attention and succeed.
Yeah, I finally did.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
Just yelled at him until he responded.
Yelling at Bill Plaschke until he turned around. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, this time next week we will be talking about Alabama's NCAA tournament matchup in the first round. Although you never know. I guess they could be involved in one of those first four games. In which case, we will bring this podcast to you sooner if that happens. But probably we will be talking about.
I might have to record from Dayton then.
Right. So probably we'll be talking about Alabama playing next Thursday or Friday, and we will have a podcast ready to go for you to preview that game. So stay tuned to AL.com as we cover Alabama's postseason run here. So, guys, once again, thank you for joining me for the podcast, and I will talk to you guys again next week.